The Gemara explains that min haTorah arusa, the kohen is permitted to eat the truma, and they made a gzera derabbanan for whatever reason. And it's clear from the Gemara in Kiddushin that this gzera derabbanan was not instituted as a loy plug. Whenever the reason for the gzera doesn't apply, the gzera doesn't apply. 95% of the gzeras, if not more, were introduced as a loy plug rabbanan. Because the Gemara says, Yamakova Srekan Asur and Sreka Baisus Matarn. You're going to leave it up to every Tom, Dick, and Harry who's going to decide whether the Tama Gzera applies or not. So everyone will always pshetel away. The Tama Gzera doesn't apply to me, so the Gzera doesn't apply. But there are a few cases, less than 5% of the Gzeras probably, where it's clear from the Gemara that it was not a light plug. So the Gemara has in first in Kiddushin, the Gemara has what's the difference? Why the Chachamim made the Gzera Arusa Ein Achelas Betruma? So the Gemara says, Ikemenai Kibo Masa B'Holach. If it's reason A, then whenever the reason doesn't apply, so the Gzera doesn't apply. If it's reason B, so the Tama Gzera doesn't apply. So it's Beferish in the Gemara that this Gzera was not instituted as a Loi Plug. So the Mishnah records that Higi Azman V'Loi Nisu, even though the girl is only an Arusa, Achelas Mishalob Achelas Betruma. The Baal Tzchai Bim Zayin Asel, and she's permitted to eat truma, that the gzera doesn't apply, the tamak gzera doesn't apply in that case, and therefore the gzera is mutter. And then bezun shalachreim amru, last line on nun zaynam, now we're going on to nun zaynam and base. The Mishnah Achreina said that even in such a case, it's still awesome. So the Gemara explains on the bottom of nun chesam and ala, going over to nun chesam and base, what changed? What's the machlokes between the Mishnah Rishayin and Mishnah Achrayin? So the Gemara says, Bishleim Alu'ula, two lines from the bottom, Bishleim Alu'ula, we can understand what the machlokes was. Kamaisa, the Mishnah Rishayin, the earlier Tanoim held, that the reason for the Gzera Shem is Shem Yimzgugla Kos Beves Avia, Shem Atashka Lacha Lach Yisrael, and they are not Kohanim. So Shem Atashka is the reason for Gzera. So if he gives man v'loy nisu, the Baal v'schayb b'mzenesel, so duchtum yachad lo, the Gemara says. He's not going to give us mzenes to eat in our house that she should feed all the Cheerios to her brothers and sisters, so they'll use up a whole box of Cheerios every day. So it's going to be duchtum yachad lo, so the Mishnah Mishana holds, he gives man, there's no, the tamak zera doesn't apply, so the zera doesn't apply. Ubas Raisa, and the Mishnah Achreina held that there's an additional reason for the Gzera Mishum Simpon. It may turn out that it's a Kiddusha Toy, so she may be a Balas Mum, and it'll be Kiddusha Toy, she'll be a Zara eating Truma. Hello, but according to the other Amoira, that the reason for the Mishnah Mishaina was Mishum Simpon, that it may turn out that she has a Mum, and the whole Kiddusha is not valid, so she really a Zara, Chelas Betruma. So what's the Machloikis between the Mishnah Mishaina? Kamaisa Mishum Simpon, Masraisa Mishum Simpon. That was the reason by the Mishnah Mishana, that was the Mishnah Achreina. So my Benai, what are they fighting about? So the Gemara says, Zika Benayu Bedikas Chutz. Mar Sovar, originally, according to the Mishnah Mishana, the earlier Tanaim thought that he's not going to be Machal Har Betruma unless he's going to send his female cousins and his female relatives to try to check out to see if she has any Mumim. So the Mishnah Mishana was of the opinion that Bedikas Chutz, Ishma Bedika. He's going to make sure that he's going to make a bedika to see there shouldn't be any mum. He's not going to invest money to give her mezoinis, and it's going to turn out that he's not even mechuyev. Omar Sova, the Mishnah Achreina held a bedika schutz lo shma bedika. This is how the Gemara presents it over here. This is the Nekudas HaMachlokes between the Mishnah Rishayin and the Mishnah Achreina. There is a Gemara in Nidorim, and I'm Gimel on the base. But the Gemara in Nidorim, the Mishnah in the Dorm has a machlokes hatanaim. What's the din higi azman v'loy nisu? Is the husband able to be meifin in the Dorm or not? The Baal is only meifin nidre ishtoi after nisuin during eris, and he can only be meifin together naira hamarasa via baile mefirim nedereho. So the Mishnah has a machlokes hatanaim. What's the din mahiagoas hazman? Can the Baal be meifin in the Dorm all by himself? So the Gemara at first says, the first Amor in the Gemara says, this is the machlokes. The machlekes hatanan b'afaras nedarim is exactly the same machlekes between the Mishnah Rishayin and the Mishnah Achreina. The Mishnah Rishayin, they both say they made gzera derabbanan. Arusa is not allowed to eat truma till she has nisuin. Mishnah Rishayin holds hagos hazman is nisuin. Mishnah Achreina holds hagos hazman is not nisuin. Why should hagos hazman be considered nisuin? So apparently nisuin doesn't need a new kinyan. Kiddusha needs a kinyan, kesef shtar abiyah. If someone does need a kinyan, just means achnasa l'vishuso, something like that. Some mice achnasa l'vishuso. So hagoas hazman, the Mishnah Rishon holds hagoas hazman is considered achnasa l'vishuso, and she becomes a nesua. And Mishnah Achrena disagrees and holds no, that hagoas hazman is not a nesua, she's still only an arus. Fine. There is a Gemara Kiddushin, Memheim Beis, where the Gemara talks about a situation. A father married off his daughter, Kiddushin, and then the father went to Medina Sayyam, he disappeared. And the girl wants to have Nisuin, so she has Nisuin without the father. So there's a concern, do you have to be Choshesh? So is the girl considered a Nisua, and she's allowed to eat Truma? Or should you say, no, we have to be concerned. Maybe Shema Yovah V'Yimcha, maybe the father will come back from Medina Sayyam, the girl is still either a Ketana or a Naira, so the father may come back, he's the Balabas, he has to decide whether he agrees to the Nisuin or not. So we do Zochon Li'Adam Shlai B'Fonav, let's say I'm Mekabel HaMaton on behalf of someone else who's not here. When he finds out that I was Mekabel HaMaton of him, and his instinctive reaction is, he doesn't want to be mishubit to me, he doesn't want to owe me a debt of gratitude, so he says, no thank you, I don't want the maton. So the Gemara says, if he's moichem etchila b'yatzov, so it breaks up the whole zoch. Like ger katmat, b'ilo masal das bezna, higdil yichalim limchus. Whenever you do a zchia for someone else, if his instinctive reaction when he finds out about it is that he doesn't want that favor, so he says, no thank you, and he undoes the favor. So here, the father was mekabel kiddushin for the daughter ketana. Then the girl is waiting and waiting, waiting and waiting. The father doesn't come back from Medina Sayyam. So we did a toivah, we did Zochon Li'Adam Shlai B'Fonav. We had the girl do nisuin, even though the father's not here. The father may come back and say, I'm not happy, I don't want it. Why should he say he's not happy? He picked the chasen. He agreed to the kiddushin. Normally, after a couple of months, you do nisuin. So we assume it's Zochon Li'Adam Shlai B'Fonav, but there's a far out chance, maybe Shema Yava B'Yimcha. So the Gemara says, Amach Leikis HaMarayim, do you have to be concerned? So one opinion in the Gemara is she's not allowed to eat truma. Shema yava v'yimcha v'nimtze zara achelis b'truma. It'll turn out that she's a zara, she's eating truma. So Tosis points out she's not a real zara, min ha-Torah arus achelis b'truma. Just a din de rabbanon that she has to be nesua. So v'choshesh, maybe it'll turn out that the nesuin was a mistake. Nesuin was, we did an act of zochin and it was a mistake, you didn't want that. And she's only arusa. So the din is menator arusa achelas betruma. The only reason why arusa ain't achelas betruma is either shema tashke or mishum simpoi. But here he's having this on his lip. They're living together. They're living happily ever after. So obviously the no mumim. He's living with the girl. So obviously the no mumim. Obviously he's giving a breakfast, lunch, and supper in his apartment. She's not with the brothers and the sisters anymore. So the reason applies. So Taisa says you see from this gemara that the Gzera de Rabbanon of Arusa in Achelas B'Truma is a loyplug Rabbanon. It applies even in a situation where the reason for the Gzera doesn't apply. That's what Tosis points out a little. One line Tosis in Kedushin Mem Hei Omebe. So the Rashba in that daf is bothered with Akasha. You see from the whole discussion here, B'dikas Chutz, B'dikas whether Hashina is simple. Whenever the reason for the Gzera doesn't apply, the Gzera doesn't apply. That was the Gemara Kedushin Yer Aleph and Aleph. Gemara says, my benayik, may I keep a masa b'holach? In a case where one reason doesn't apply, then according to that opinion, the gzera de rabbanon doesn't apply. So you see, for some reason or another, this gzera rusa ain achelas b'truma is from the 5% that were not instituted below plug rabbanon. So doesn't this contradict the gemara in kiddushin memheim ebeis, where the gemara says he's mamish married with the girl, he's living with the girl. Hashem Hashem Yovah Avi Avi Yimcha, the father may come and be Moicha, and he'll only succeed in undoing the Nisun, he won't succeed in undoing the Erisin. So she should be, in this case, Arusa should be Achelas Betruma. Neither Hashash applies. So Taisa says it's a loy plug. So isn't there a steer between the various Gemaras? So the Nesivus has in his Sefer on Ksubas in the Beis Yankif, he says apparently that opinion in Kiddushin Memheim Beis, that Amoira, has the fourth Pshat. And what's the machlokes? There was one pshat, v'shleima le'ula, what was the nekudas machlokes between the Mishnah Rishonah and the Mishnah Achrayinah? The Mishnah Rishonah holds the reason for the gzeir was shem atashke, and duchta miyachid lo efter hagoas hazman, so the chashash doesn't apply. The Mishnah Achrayinah introduced the new chashash, mishem simpoin, and that chashash applies even after hagoas hazman. Elo, according to the other Amora, what was the nekudas machlokes? According to Rab Shmuel Bar Yehuda, so the Gemara says, they're both Mishum Simpa, the Machloikis is, and the Kudus of Machloikis is, whether Bedikas Chutz solves the problem or doesn't solve the problem. The Gemara in the Dorm had a third pshat, and Nekudas HaMachloikis was whether Hagos HaZman constitutes Nisun or doesn't constitute Nisun. So the Beis Yankim says that that opinion in Kiddushim Mem Beis holds that this Gzer was a Loi Plug Rabbanon, but according to the Mishnah Nishayna, it's clearly not a Loi Plug Rabbanon. Hagos HaZman, she's not, according to the first two pshat in Gemara, she's not a Nisua, and we still allow her to eat Truma. So the Beis Yankim says that's a fourth pshat, that the Nekudas HaMachloikis was whether this Gzera de Rabbanon was a loy plug or was not a loy plug. The Mishnah Rishonah holds that it was not a loy plug, so whenever the reason doesn't apply, the Gzera doesn't apply. Mishnah Achrayna holds that it is a loy plug. So I want to suggest the pshat, what is the Nekudas HaMachloikis in that? Whether it's a loy plug or it's not a loy plug. What does that depend on? So there is a tshuva. The Mishkanes Yankiv has a collection of tshuvas that's called Koheles Yankiv, second by Koheles Yankiv. So the first two tshuvas in the Chedel Choshe Mishpat, there was a big dintur that was going on. Rabbi Kedege was involved, I think, and Chaim Volozhiner was involved, many Gedolim in that generation. When they used to publish Gemaras, so you can't make a copyright on a Gemara. I'm not the author of the Gemara. But when someone used to publish a Rambam or a Gemara or a Chumash or something, so the Rabbanim would make a Cherem, no one's allowed to print such a volume for the next 5 years because the guy who prints the Gemara, Rambam, has to invest a lot of money, and we hope that he's going to gain Rebach from it. So we have to give him a couple of years that we don't allow anybody else to reprint this Sefer, even though he's not the author of this Sefer, he's just printing a Gemara, to encourage people to print Svarim. So the Rabbanim used to guess how many volumes did he print and how many customers do they think there are. How long will it take till he'll succeed in selling enough copies that not only will he break even, but he laid out a lot of money, he invested a lot of time, effort, and energy. So how long will it take till he'll sell so many copies that it'll pay for him? So we won't discourage people from going into this line of printing swap. So someone printed a Gemara. One of the publishers printed a Gemara, and the Rabbanim put a Cherem. No one's allowed to print a Gemara 5 years. So the guy sold out a single copy after 3 years. So another printing company said, he sold everything out, finished. So we have a right to print. So they printed a Shas also. So the first company said, no one's allowed to print the Shas for the first 5 years. But the whole reason for the Takana, the whole reason for such a Din de Rabbanim that they made a Cherem is in order to make sure that the first one it printed should not only break even, he should make a little profit, and he shouldn't be discouraged from printing. He sold every single sefer that he had. So no one else has a right to sell. So the whole reason for the gzera, so to speak, is he should break even and make money. He made money. He can't make any more money. He sold every single copy. So the whole time of the cherem doesn't apply. So the cherem shouldn't apply. So that was the machlokes. Should you assume that the cherem is a loyplug or it's not a loyplug? So the Mishkanes Yankiv has a tshuva where he quotes the Tur, who quotes the tshuvas HaRosh. The Rosh used to live in Germany, and then the Maharam Rutmerg was put in prison by the government. They want to hold up the Jewish community for the ransom money, and then the Maharam says no one should pay the ransom money, so the Maharam died in prison. So the Rosh figured, I'm next in line, they're going to put me in prison now and hold me in prison until they're going to pay the ransom. So he snuck out and he ran to Spain. Came to Spain, so it's in Gansen, different minhagim, different shitas, different psakim. It's a different world there. So the Rosh sees that the balatim are wearing tzitzis made from linen. So he said, "Hayitochin, there's a machlekes b'shamim b'silol min haTorah. You chayv to put tzitzis on a beged shel pishtan also. Tzemra pishtan for sure. Chayv min haTorah. Sharminim, let's say silk and anything else. That's a machlekes atanaim. Whether that's the rice and the rabbanon, it's machlekes the mechab and the ramo had a pasuk." But the Shaminim is the rice of the Rabbanah, but Tzemer or Pishtim for sure is Chayv min haTorah. So the Gemara says, no, but the still a machlek is Bisham and Bisilo. And Taisus in the beginning of Sukkah, Dav Gimel, Amud Aleph quotes that Siddur Rav Amram going that this is one of the six cases where we pass on like the Bisham. They made Exera the Rabbanah, even though min haTorah, you're obligated to put on tzitzis min haTorah and a beged shel Pishton, may the Rabbanah, we prohibit you from putting on tzitzis because in the days of the Tanaim, there were a lot of fakers who were selling imitation tchelas, that's called klo ilon. There's no way to detect whether it's the real McCoy or it's a fake. So you may buy this fake tchelas, and in order that to fulfill the mitzvah of tchelas, has to be dyed a certain color, with the right source of the color, has to come from the chalazon, can't come from the vegetable, kleilin is a vegetable, and that string that's dyed tchelas has to be tzemer. So if the beged is pishtun and the string is tzemer, it's going to be shatnez, but if it's b'makom mitzvah, if it's authentic tchelas, then that's eser d'chol eser. The Gemara says that is makor for the whole institution of eser d'chol eser, because the two psukim are one next to the other. Gedilim tasa l'cha is right next to the pasuk v'lasil b'shatnez, tzemer pishtim yachtav, gedilim tasa l'cha. So that's eser d'chol eser. But it's only eser d'chol eser if it's authentic tchelas, and it's a yapshe l'kaim shneim. There's no way to fulfill the mitzvah of tchelas on this beged. You can't tell me I'm not allowed to wear a beged shel pishtim. I'm allowed to wear a beged shel pishtim. There's no halacha, you're not allowed to wear a four-cornered beged. I wear the four-cornered beged, I have a right to put it on. Then when I put it on, I become chayv to put on tzitzis. So if it's authentic tchelas, then you say it's impossible. It's yefshel kaim shneim. I can't fulfill the mitzvah of tchelas unless the string is going to be tzemer. And tzemer of pishtim is shatan, so it's yefshel kaim shneim. So then we apply the rule. But if it's imitation tchelas, it's a fake. So I'm not being yotze tchelas, it's just being yotze the mitzvah of lavan, a half incomplete mitzvah. So lavan I could have fulfilled without making shatnez. So then there's no heter to make it from shatnez. Whenever you have eser d'chol esese, it's only if it's efshe l'kaim shneim. Efshe l'kaim shneim, so there's no heter eser d'chol esese. So b'shamim made a gzera d'rabbanon that you may fall in. Gzera mishum klo'ilo. You may fall in with a faker who's going to sell you imitation tchelas. That's possible. So that's how we pass on la halacha. The rabbanon, it's prohibited to put on tzitzis, even lavan. You're not allowed. Not only you're not allowed to put on tchelas, you're not allowed to put on lavan on a beged shel pishtun at all. So the Rosh asks the balabatim, the religious balabatim in Spain, what are you doing? The Rav Amram Gordon writes in the Siddur that this is one of the six cases where we pass on like the Beis Shammai, that you're not allowed to put on tzitzis on the beged shel pishtun. So they explain to him, dear Rabbi, that was only bizman that they had tchelas available, so there was a concern, maybe you'll fall in with a faker. We live in a generation where there ain't no tchelas, there's nothing to worry about. The whole reason for the gzera doesn't apply, so the gzera doesn't apply. So the Rosh said, hey, that's gewaldig, that never occurred to me, and he was masking. So the Tur quotes this from the Rosh. The Magen Avraham quotes it in the Simeches, the Tur b'shem HaRosh, and it's in the Tshuvas HaRosh. So the Mishkan HaSyankif writes, it's not to be understood. Don't we have a rule in the Gemara? 95% of the Xeris in the Gemara were instituted as a loy plug rabbanon. Is that what we call davish b'minyan tzoch minyachal atirai? The sugi in the beginning of in the first parak in Beitza, that if a Xer the rabbanon was instituted in one generation because of a certain concern, a certain consideration, even if you live in a different generation where the whole concern doesn't apply, that's exactly loy plug rabbanon. So the Xeris still applies. So the Rosh says something, the Rosh elaborates on it, and it's very unclear how we answer the question. So the Mishkan HaSyankif says, I'll tell you what he said. The Rosh came to give you the secret, the rule. What's the rule? When did the Chachamim make a gzera b'loy plug, and when did they not make with loy plug? So he says, whenever the gzera d'rabbanan is bakiras dovim and atorah, they're telling me, don't put in tzitzis. The Gemara says, yesh karach v'achachamim. The Chachamim have the right to make a gzera d'rabbanan. You're not allowed to blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. They're telling you not to fulfill a mitzvah. And I tell you, you have to listen to the shofar. But the rabbanan, they prohibit you. So whenever they make a gzera, they have a right to make a gzera b'akiras dov min haTorah. So whenever it's b'akiras dov min haTorah, that cannot be b'loy plug. How are they going to formulate this statement? You're not allowed to blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. That's an outright contradiction to the pasuk in Chumash. Chumash says you have to blow shofar on Shabbos. And all the dinim of the Rabbanim blend in to become a chelek of the Torah Shebaal Peh and a Torah. So how can you have two sifim in the Torah Shebaal Peh that contradict each other? So v'echreyach, whenever the Chachamim make a gzera, when they made a gzera, the Rabbanim, that you're not allowed to write with the left hand on Shabbos, the gzera you may write with the right hand. We don't permit you to do melacha shem tzvich legufa, gzera you may do melacha tzvich legufa. So they want to make all the gzeras they want. That's not bakiras dov min haTorah. Mishmartim es mishmarti, asum mishmaris l'mishmarti. But if they make a gzera bakiras dov min haTorah, we don't allow you to fulfill a mitzvah with the Rabbanim. So they can't just make it as a loy plug, just to make a statement. We don't permit you with the Rabbanim to fulfill a mitzvah. Says in the Torah, you do have to fulfill a mitzvah. So they have to incorporate the Tam HaGzera into the Nusach HaGzera. We don't permit you, let's say over here, we don't allow you to put tzitzis on a beged shel pishtun lest you'll fall in with a faker who will sell you imitation tchelus and sell you kla'ilun, and you'll be in violation of shatnas, and it won't have a heter, it won't be b'makom mitzvah. So that's what the Mishkan Yisya'akim interprets in the Tshuva Sarosh. Since this Gzeira de Rabbanon was Bakira's Dov Minatora, they're telling the person not to fulfill the mitzvah that Minatora is Mechuyivan, so they didn't have the right to make it B'loi Plug. There's a Mishnah Megillah that has a din that duchening is in a certain sense like avodas hakarbonis. So the Gemara has a whole discussion: to what extent do we make an equation between hakarbonis hakarbonis and duchening? So one a kohen who drank wine is not allowed to do hakarbonis hakarbonis, and a kohen who drank wine is not allowed to duchen. There's a machlokes in the Rishonim whether that's derais or derabon. Some Rishonim hold that's even derais. But a balmum is not allowed to be makom karbonis, but on the other hand, a balmum is permitted to duchen. But the Mishnah says, midirabbanan, a balmum who has mum in bipan of yadav v'viraglov is not allowed to duchen midirabbanan because it may draw attention to his hands, and it's not proper to look at the hands of the kohen when they do. So they made exera derabbanan, mishiyesh l'mum in bipan of yadav v'viraglov, harezel yisas kap. So the Kesa Mishnah writes a sofik. During his lifetime, the minhag developed that we have today, that the kohanim cover their hands. So the Kesa Mishnah writes a sofek, does the din in the Mishnah still apply b'zman hazeh? Because the whole reason for the gzera doesn't apply, so maybe the whole gzera doesn't apply. By the time he wrote to Shulchan Aruch years later, so he already decided, l'hakel. So he writes in Simen Kuf Chav Ches, Sif Lamed Aleph, Sif Lamed, he quotes the Mishnah, that whoever has mumim b'pana yodav raglav is not allowed to duchen. Sif Lamed Aleph, he says, but if you live in a city where the minhag hamakom is that they cover their hands, then the whole din of Rabbanan doesn't apply. The Mishnah Berurah writes that was not, it's if you live in such a city, it wasn't a universal minhag. The Mishnah Berurah, Chafetz Chaim lived in Poland. So he writes in Poland, the minhag was that the kohanim covered their faces and the hands would be exposed. So then the problem still applies, the gzeirah still applies. They would cover their faces to prevent themselves from looking at their hands. But he writes, the Mishnah Berurah writes, if you live in Lithuania, there the meaning is that they cover their hands and the tzibur can't see. So then Sif Lamed Aleph says, whenever if you live in a location where they cover their hands, so the tamak gzeirah doesn't apply, so the gzeirah doesn't apply. So it's a pella. Shulchan Aruch writes, he just did away with the Mishnah just like this. He waved the magic wand. What happened to the rule of Davish of Minyan Tzachman Yerach Alatira? So if you say like this, Mishkan is Yankiv, so it makes very good sense. He doesn't quote that Siv. Makes very good sense because this was a Gzera de Rabbanan Bakira's Dov Menatorah. They said, we don't permit you to Duchem Menatorah, you Mukhiv to Duchem de Rabbanan, we don't permit you to Duchem. Similarly, there's a Mishnah later on Daphnun Beis. They made a Takana Benin Dichrin, that even though when a man dies, all the children have to divide Yerusha equally. So Midirabbanan, they changed the laws of Yerusha a little bit, that sometimes a man dies, he leaves sons and daughters, Ahabonis Yazunu, you give first money to the daughters, even though Minatara, the sons get the Yerusha, Minatakana, the daughters should get. And if a person had two different wives, and this father-in-law, when he got married, gave him an adunya of $100,000. The other father-in-law gave him nothing. So when the husband dies, so the children shouldn't divide the Yerusha equally. The grandchildren from that father-in-law should get first the adunya that the grandfather gave the parents. And the grandchildren from the other wife should get the adunya, if there was any, that their grandfather gave. And then you divide the rest of the money. You divide the rest of the Yerusha. So the Gemara asked the kasha on the base, Mori asked a funny kasha, Miika Midi, how can it be that Menatoira, the sons get the Yerusha and they divide equally? Midirabbanan, they change it, that the daughter should get, Abanas Yazunu, and they shouldn't divide equally. How do you have the right to change the laws of Yerusha? So the Gemara gives an answer. What kind of a kasha Miika Midi? That's the din of Hefke, Bezen, Hefke. Whatever Bezen makes, they have a million and one takonis and didi mominis. So the Gemara asks in the Sugya in Yevamos, Daf Peites, Daf Tzadik, if you hold Enkach, the Maskanos Ababli is, Enkach b'yar chachamim lach adob menator b'kum yasa. You have no right to make a din de Rabbanan to be yoker an avera de raisa b'kum yasa. So the Gemara says, whenever you make a takon and didi mominis, you make me give him money that I'm entitled to the money. So he's in violation b'kum yasa v'loi sigzo. He's going to bring me to Bezen, the Bezen going to make me give him money. Outright loy sigzel, isn't that akiras dov manatar bikumbi? I say, the Gemara says no. Every takana de rabbanon in the area of dinim mominis, the mechanics is that they declared hefke bezen hefke, so there's no violation of loy sigzel. So what was the Gemara's kasha on Nun Beis Amid Beis? The Gemara says, Mi'ika Midi, how can it be that Min HaTorah, the sons get the Yerusha, the daughters don't get anything when the father dies? And the Rabbana made a takana, Habanas Yazunu. How can they change? How can they take away the Yerusha from the sons? And Mi'ika Midi, that the sons should all darshan yarshan equally, and we change it, the sons from that grand, the grandchildren from that grandfather, they get back to Nidunya. That's called Benin Dichrin. How do they change all the dinim deraisa? It's an Issa. It's an Issa. What do you mean an Issa? The Gemara said in Yivama, said Hefke Bez Nefke solves all the problems. So it would appear from the Gemara, this Gemara perhaps is the Mokka for the Rambam. This Gemara Perek Yesh Nolan, where the Gemara says that even though there's a Machleg Zameh Rabbuda in our Perek, where the Masna Masha Kasba Tarbadovish B'mam and Tanoi Kaima, Tanoi Botel, and we Paskan Tanoi Kayam, but Benigay to Yerusha, you don't say Masna Masha Kasba Tarbadovish Tanoi Kayam. Why not? So the Rambam, so it's a question, the Gemara gives an explanation why. So the Rambam seems to have interpreted that Gemara. The Rambam quotes a drasha, that even though Yerusha is a matter of dollars and cents, and Mechor, we should have declared that as Mamanis, and B'davish and B'maman, Tanoi Kayim, called Tanaisha B'maman Kayim. So the Rambam says, but the Chumash calls it, Voice of Zos Lachem L'chukas Mishpat. Even though it's Mishpat, it's dollars and cents, we call it Chukah. We treat Yerusha as if it were Issa the Heter. So apparently that's the Rambam got it from this Gemara. Nun Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Mi Ika Midi, how can it be that Min HaTorah, the sons are entitled to the Yerusha, and all the sons should be Arshan equally, and the rabbis come and they change it? What's the problem? Why don't you just say Hefke Bez Nehefke? So apparently it sounds like Hefke Bez Nehefke only solves problems in Dini Mamanis. But Yerusha is considered as if it's Issa V'Heter, and that's a bigger problem. So the Gemara had to work on the Kasha, give an answer. So the Rosh on that Gemara quotes Rabbeinu Matas Yagon. But already in the days of the Gaonim, the Mishnah says that Benin Dichrin is a Takana de Rabban tonight, Bezni. Even if you didn't write it in your Ksuba, you didn't agree to it, it's a Takana Chachamim whether you like it or not. We shove it down your throat. So the Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Matas Yagon that Bizman Hazeh, there's no longer Benin Dichrin. Because what's the whole reason for the Takana de Rabban and the Benin Dichrin? To encourage people to give money when the daughter gets married, we want to encourage people to give money to the daughter. Kadesh yichtav adam lebito kibno. Because what happened used to be, women used to die at childbirth, so the father is going to give $500,000 to the young married couple when his daughter gets married. Then the daughter is going to die at childbirth, and then the husband, the son-in-law, is going to marry a different wife, and he's going to use this $500,000 that the first father-in-law gave him to lead a happy life with the second life. With the second wife. So the fathers will be discouraged from giving money to the daughters. They know there's a likelihood, there's a strong possibility, the daughter will die, and the son-in-law is going to use the money to live happily with someone else. So in order to encourage people, they should give money to the daughters, like they used to give to their sons when they would marry off their sons. So they made the takana, and the money will remain in your family, your grandchildren will get the money, and the second wife and the grandchildren from the other wife won't get the money. So the Goyim say that was in the days of the Tanoim they had to make such a takana because the practice, because there was a problem, the practice was people only gave money to the sons and they give to the daughters. The Goyim say now we live in a society that they only give the daughters, they don't give the sons anything. When they marry off a daughter, they're very happy and they give the daughter a fortune. So the whole reason for the takana, the whole motivation to make the takana no longer applies, the whole takana falls apart by itself. What do you mean the takana falls apart by itself? What happened to the rule, Dovish of Minyan, Tzach Minyanach Alatira? So apparently, maybe, I don't know, apparently, perhaps, not apparently, perhaps the Goyim, perhaps Rav Matas Yagon is of the opinion that this is called Akira's Dov Min HaTorah. Because the Gemara asked the Kasha, Mi'ika Midi, how can you say that Min HaTorah, the Yerusha goes this way, and the rabbis have a right to change it? How do they have a right to change it? So maybe they understood the Gemara like that, Ramam and Hilchas Nachlas, that we treat Yerusha as if it's a Dovish of the Yisr. We consider altering the status of the Yerusha. It can't be solved by saying Hefke Bez Nehefke. This is a violation, like Aburi Achasanta, it's a violation of a Dovish of the Yisr. This is called Akira's Dov Min HaTorah. So maybe that's the pshat. So it could well be that what the Nesivis, what the Beis Yankes meant to say was like this. There's a Sefer Zera Avraham. Arsamech had one daughter, and she was married to a big a businessman who was a big Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Avraham Luftbeer, and he died and she died. They never had any children. So he used to correspond with Rabbi Menachem Zemba, who was a goyin. Rabbi Avraham Luftbeer was a goyin, and Rabbi Menachem Zemba was a super goyin, a super genius. And Rabbi Nachman Zemel was broken that his friend passed away. So he put out a sefer, Zer Avram, the correspondence they had with him, this should remain as children for this Rabbi Avram Luftbeer. So in the Zer Avram, they have another sefer, Zer Avram, they print the Dibrei Torah that they had from Rabbi Avram Luftbeer, alphabetically arranged on topics. But there's a Zer Avram where he has the correspondence of the Rabbi Nachman Zemel. So one of the essays there has a table of contents in the beginning, alphabetically arranged. In the Zer Avram, the thicker volume, he has a discussion, what's the halacha? When a kohen eats truma, it's not just a heter, it's a mitzvah. He says, and then he says, if he eats cookies that are truma, he says, what about Eish's kohen? Eish's kohen is a chalas betruma, so is that a mitzvah? And she'll say a bracha? So the Merach Mezemah quotes the Chiddush Arim has a discussion of this. He has a Pirush HaMishnayos LaRambam in the first Perek in Gittin. Gives you a couple of marmakamas. It could be, a suggestion, it could be that this is Nekudas HaMachloikis between the Mishnah Rishayna and the Mishnah Achrayna. If the Chachamim are telling the Arusa she's not allowed to eat Truma, is that called Akira's Dov Minator? Minator is she wants to fulfill a mitzvah of eating Truma. And the Chachamim say, we don't let you fulfill a mitzvah. So if it's a mitzvah, then it's Akira's Dov Minator. Then you can't have no right to make the Gzera Beloi Plug Rabbanon. But it could be that was the Mishnah Achrayna. They changed their position on the nature of Eishes Koin Achelis B'Truma. They held it's only a heter. So it's not called Akira's Dov Minator. So the Mela doesn't have to be a loy plug, so shouldn't. The Mela doesn't have to be, you don't have to have the Tamak Zer incorporated into the Nusach Zer. So Mela, it is going to be a loy plug. There is room to distinguish, there's room to say, maybe there's a split between Arusa and Nesua. Maybe Arusa Achelis Betruma is a heter, maybe Nesua Achelis Betruma is a mitzvah. But I'll call upon him, all you have to say, we're talking about Arusa. Whether Arusa is a mitzvah on the Eishes Koin to eat truma, it's only a heter. So it could be that that was the Mishnah Achrayna held, Arusa, Achelis B'truma, is only a heter. So therefore they made a loy plug. It's not a mitzvah. And the Mishnah Rishonah perhaps held, no, it's really a mitzvah, so it's really Akira's Dov Menat Torah. So when they made the Gzer, they had no right to make it as a loy plug. They had to follow the guideline. You have to incorporate the Tamak Gzer into the Nusach Gzer. So that's why, according to the Mishnah Rishonah, it couldn't have been a loy plug.